This song is called Old Solutions by Chicago alternative indie rock group Namorado. Lead guitarist and backup vocalist Mike Altergott says the band formed 5 years ago at the University of Illinois, playing covers at college house parties. And after 5 years, they found themselves playing venues like the House of Blues and the Double Door in Chicago. Music from The Killers, The Strokes, and The Beatles inspired the blueprint for their sound today.
You know, The Beatles are just such an excellent band. They're so well-rounded with like a lot of vocal harmonies that are just just amazingly good. And that's definitely something we take to heart because we have three people who kind of alternate between singing lead, and then we just got our drummer into the fold for joining us. So, so we do a lot of, you know, 2 to 4 part harmonies as well. So the Beatles are just, they do that in such a tasteful way. It's amazing.
One thing I've noticed with your live music is just how you said there's a guitar riff that you would do and then a singing harmony that is actually the same melody. And I found that really interesting that that matches up. And so how did
you guys? Very cool. Yeah, that's definitely something we consciously try and do. You know, one of the things I feel like I end up gravitating towards when I hear music is, you know, do you have like a melody that really just like sticks out and stays with you? And when I always find it like fascinating when bands take that melody and it jumps around from maybe like you have a vocal line that does a melody one time and then a bass line responds with it. Little subtleties like that. I love hearing that.
And what of the three songs that you sent me has an interesting story, like a personal significance that you'd like to share?
One that's personally kind of very like ingrained for me was definitely Shoreline. That kind of is, that speaks to my reaction to, you know, having, I unfortunately, you know, have Crohn's disease, and it's something that I've gotten used to having, and it's not going away. So that was just, that song was partly my acceptance of something that I can't change. And also kind of the realities of the limitations that it places on me.
This transition of these emotions and thoughts can come through to a song, so it's neat to hear that when I do listen to it.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't change the way you hear that song, but maybe it does.
A sad old man whose withered dreams lost sight of him. I swear I confide in him. He spends his days by the shoreline staring back at me.
Namorado's next show is Friday, January 13th at the iconic, soon-to-be-closing Chicago music venue Double Door.
We're just pretty honored that we have the chance to play at that venue before it closes its doors for good.
That's amazing you guys get to have that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's pretty like surreal to think about so many bands that we love have played like House of Blues and Double Door, and to have an opportunity to be on that stage is pretty cool.
I fear the sun has all burned up what's left of me.
You can find more about Namorado on Facebook, and they have music on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sarah Opat.
Nobody knows my name. Approaching time.